What's the crack, Louise Good here. Welcome to another episode of Off the Leash. Hope you enjoy. Also, send me on them half sips, yeah.
Everything is okay.
Let's get started. 3, 2, 1. Wherever you are on the interweb, welcome back to Off the Leash at Vision 85 in Portlaoise, in the middle of Ireland, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, somewhere. Christy Bannon's here.
No, my name is Father Morris Comiskey. I'm not long in the parish here. I used to be in the parish below in South Kerry, and there was a bit of an incident with some sheep that got worried, and the bishop thought it might be best if I was to leave for a little bit of a time now.
Judging by your incidents, you won't be long in this parish either. Yeah, yeah.
Matt Kerry's over there.
It's a very sexy right. Dinosaur area.
Louise Cody's here.
How are you getting on?
I don't know why I do the thumbs up thing all the time, every episode.
Amy Callahan's over there.
And Ollie Brady is over there.
I'm here as well, yeah. We're doing well. We're getting thousands of listens, thousands of views, and some complaints. Yeah! when you get a complaint, you know you're doing something right, don't you? Yeah, back in the day, old stories. I went to visit my mum recently. She had a big bowl of monkey nuts for Halloween.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
What? I think that egging and all started because people handed out monkey nuts.
And they were like, yeah, fuck you. And, yeah.
And they're dry.
Your house.
They're rotten.
They're dry yolks, aren't they?
The splinters from monkey nut shells would get into your eyes.
Would you like, would you crack them open and then crack up, you know, the little red skin, that off? That's or would you just, would you eat as well?
I never took off the skin. No. I just cracked the yolk open and ate it.
I can't say I ever really ate them.
Does the red skin get caught
in your teeth?
Something nice about that, though.
Oh, God.
But I don't understand. They're flavourless. Like, they're flavourless.
Yeah, yeah. Need a bit of salt.
Salted nuts, please.
A little.
Three yes, please.
No, pistachio nuts are absolutely the best.
Oh,
painful to open. Oh, my hands be in bits. I went to go make a pistachio cheesecake one day, and I swear to God, my hands were raw from opening pistachios. You can't bite them unshelled. Like.
Yeah.
Business idea.
Anyway. Actually, no, you can bite them unshelled, but they taste like shit.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Keep your regular, the old pistachio nuts. Mm.
Taking the pistachio.
Good for the digestive system.
But when you were talking about monkey nuts, I read a study somewhere that when they took a sample of them, either in America or the UK, they sampled nuts that would be left on the bars, especially in the States.
Oh, I know where this is going. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was always a trace amount of residue.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they're gone now with COVID. They're not allowed.
You're not allowed to piss at all.
No, no pissing
allowed. No, at hand bowls. And
I don't think they should have ever been there in the first place. Like, there's a lot of shit going around that's not COVID.
They were very salty, which left you very thirsty. And
I understood the point of them. Yeah, yeah.
But. I'm all for when you go on holidays and you order a few drinks and they bring you your own little bowl of nuts.
Yeah, but was the bowl cleaned?
It wasn't out. They're usually disposable, aren't they? I mean, I never asked, but it wasn't out for like.
How do you know it was your bowl?
Who knows?
Could have been a bowl they took off another table. They just.
I think they're usually.
I probably had so many drinks in my system at that time. whatever bacteria were coming in, it was getting killed off anyway.
I thought that was going somewhere else.
But then, there's the argument that you need bacteria. You know, because it keeps your system regular, it keeps it healthy. Like, should those Yakults and all those little drinks, you know, those little ones, they have healthy bacteria.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, you gotta, like, everything's so, like, clean your hands, you know. What's wrong with some?
You see,
dirty hands.
Every child in the country now is polished to within an inch of its life. It never tries to eat a worm. It never rolls around and shite in the garden. Mm. It's never in muck.
Can't say
it's
I ever
always
tried to
in clean clothes. But like you'd have kids out and they would be running around, getting mucked up to the fucking eyeballs, off they go. And they had all the bacteria that would be inside and they built up a natural immunity to different infections and stuff. And nowadays, like everything is, you know, hypoallergenic. You can get hypoallergenic dog food, for fuck's sake. When I was a chap, the dog was lucky if he got, I think it was a tin of food that had, you know, the byproduct of whatever animal was left over and sawdust or something mixed into it. And it came out in a chunk and you shake it out and it just, boom. It felt like a bag of boiled shite.
But is it the fact that we have so much, like, we've advanced so much and there's so much more things in the world now, like food-wise, everything? Yeah, no, 100%. But there's so many different things. Mm. Like, it's not just that we're all in cotton wool growing up and that's why you're getting sick now or whatever. It's also there's so much new things that weren't there, like, 50, 60 years ago.
Mm.
So, obviously, you're going to, they're more allergic to stuff now.
But the whole Halloween thing's gone very American, isn't it?
Like it has been for years now, yeah.
I only know that, like, really, it's over the top now, really, isn't it?
I think the last 10 years has been kind of
Nickelodeon.
Or is it just a thing where they want to, is another commercial thing where they're just out to make money? Like costumes and monkey nuts and...
Yeah.
I have to say, this is my first year ever buying a costume. I've never dressed really, up, ever, like, ever. Oh. I think the most I've done was 1 year I threw on... Like, literally, two bite marks, like, literally red, and a little bit of fake blood on my neck, and pale makeup, and I made myself look like I'd been bitten by a vampire, and that was it. Like, that was it.
That was the year of Twilight.
Louise, you need to get out more.
I retired after that.
Yeah. I come from a generation where our costume was a black plastic bag.
Yeah.
And
tape.
And a mask made out of the most brittle type of plastic.
Yeah, remember them?
That had known to man that could take the eye Kellan out of a fellow standing beside you, let alone you.
And you go around to your neighbour's house and they're like, straight away, they're like, oh, and who are you?
Yeah.
Who owns you?
Yeah.
It's fucking Christy Bannon.
It's me.
The mask and the eyes fucking.
Cody.
And you have the spooky child who would stick his tongue out through the little room. But like, there was either that or else you went to stupid things. There was a chap up the road from me and he had an army outfit. So we used to go as army and guerrillas.
Yeah.
So I was sort of plain clothes.
Was that Nobby by any chance?
No. Derek Rochard.
There's
no sergeant up in Cavan. Hello, Derek.
We'd
have guns and stuff, so there'd be other young fellas going around as cowboys. And like, there was none of this buying particular costumes. No, if you had a cowboy suit that you got off Santee, you were out in that. Yeah. If you'd not, and you were doing well, you got a mask. Other than that, you might have some fellas going around that might have polish.
Well, here's
one
I noticed. And like, obviously, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, because there definitely isn't. But like, when I was a kid, myself, my cousins, my brother, whatever, we used to trick or treat on our own. Like, we would go around to the estates on our own and stuff like that. I don't think I've seen kids trick or treating without parents in years.
The way the world's gone.
Yeah. Well,
it depends.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Obviously,
we were always just like, go around the estate. Like, loads of kids kind of get into a car and they go around to loads of different estates now. But like, we just went around our own estate. And
I suppose, yeah. Well, I was saying, I grew up basically in Marion Avenue, but I'm not from Marion Avenue. We didn't live in an estate growing
up. Sure, the bottom of Cunnaberry, just across the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just down the road. Like, so.
Testing one,
too. Yeah, so it was fine. Like, but so we'd go trick or treating on Marion Avenue or whatever. Like, but.
I was in Marion Avenue and you went around a few houses and that was it. Mm. Like, there were 80 houses and it was just the kids. And
it was
maybe
a good hall, too.
Maybe
and
that's where you went.
Christy,
but nowadays,
what would you put out now? You know, if you put out the bowls for the
strychnine.
Kids.
Strychnine. Especially for them neighbours.
But what would you put out for today's kids? What's their favourite confection?
Oh, if they have chocolate.
Chocolate.
Or else if you had any of those, you'll get the little, you know, the pop rocks. Oh, I'm very unprofessional now. My phone just made a sound.
Someone's ringing you to say you're on a podcast.
Get off that, Joe. You're
hello, fresh. You're on a podcast. Yeah.
You know, the Disney multi-packs and everything's in packets. But years ago, you put your hand into a bag.
Yeah, and just lots of jellies.
It was just jellies and nuts. And like the nuts that nobody liked, like Brazil nuts and, you know, things that you had to get your father to go on and he was afraid he'd crack a tile on the floor with a hammer.
Breaking
these things.
I did see a Yorkshire on the week, though. It was just like, if you don't want to buy sweets for Halloween or whatever, just put a bowl out saying, please take one each, and the kids will just always think that it's that the kids before them took it.
Well, that so was you just me. Don't I
was put, it, was yeah. it you who posted that?
I put that on Facebook, I'm actually going to do that.
The Ebenezer Scrooge of Halloween right here, everybody.
Well, I am from Cavan.
I didn't want to say it.
Somebody did write stingy cunt on the board, didn't they?
You were
stingy cunts.
You were going to say it.
I wasn't. I was thinking it. Beat
you to it, Louise. Beat you to it.
Well, I think up in our estate now, what people have been saying are going to do is like, if you have decorations and stuff up, then you have kids.
Yeah.
and you'll have and the lights will be on they'll call to the door and give stuff out.
I did a bit of driving this week and saw some great houses all decked out.
Really. Well, when and when you're now with stuff, turn off your lights.
If your house isn't decorating and stuff like that, like, but I suppose how do you tell a kid to fucking leave the house alone? Do you know that kind of way?
But like, what I've noticed now, in and especially in the last, let's say, 5 or 6 years, where you used to have just kids from the locality and the smaller kids go around with their parents.
Yeah.
The older kids go out a little bit later. But now there's cars coming along and they'll drop them at the top of the road and they go around and they go on to the next one and they go all around and then they go off to the next estate and they're coming and you don't give them, they're throwing stuff, whatever. Yeah. It's like, who are you? Listen, I know you're not even from this town. What are you doing here?
But I remember like a couple of years back on bringing my ex's little brother trick-or-treating, or one of them anyway, and we went to 4 different estates. And I was kind of sitting there going, what the fuck? I think we went back to the house at one stage, got more bags and filled back up.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy.
I think that's madness because like we were just allowed to go around the one estate, our own. Same. And even at that, not every house, there was not always someone there and not always people wanted to give you seats. Yeah, but I was a hyperactive child as well. Yeah. Like, I wasn't allowed to have seats.
You're still fucking hyperactive.
I still am not allowed to have sweets to this day.
It was all those sweets that caused her to be on TikTok.
What was it? A push pop the other day that your parents wouldn't allow you to have?
Oh, yeah. I was there like, huh, fuck you, mom.
I hadn't seen one of them in years, though.
I'm rated and didn't get the blue one because the blue one changes the colour of your tongue. Red one, my tongue's already red.
Where was I one day? Oh, yeah, I was in Mullingar and I pulled in for some food. And it's a kind of a supermarket thing. And I went in and they had bottles of Fat Frog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, throwback.
So I had to buy a couple of bottles, you know, and
Did you enjoy them?
Not really.
I swear to God, this is still not a question that I don't know. Is Fat Frog alcohol or not?
But there,
it is.
There was a
like Blue Wicked.
That's why it completely confused me.
Green iced sherbet.
Yes. When did it become a fizzy pop then?
Is it fizzy? I don't know.
They make a bottle, like a 2-liter bottle of Fat Frog.
So it's just Fat Frog flavor. So.
But it's like Wicked. I assume
that's aimed at us middle-aged people. You excluded Louise.
Yeah.
You're younger. Yeah. But it's excluded. And you, Matt.
Talk about stabbing you in the back.
As if I don't already look like an oversized baby.
Every single week, you'd be like, well, I did say last week I'm 25. And it's like every fucking week.
Yeah, let me just interject here. I am 25.
But I assume it's aimed at us middle-agers who go, oh, I remember Fat Frog. I'll get a bottle of that and I'll horse in a bit of vodka, bit of ice. Hey, we'll have a, you know.
I actually have a good old story about Fat Frog. It was using as an excuse when I was 17. I went to a house party. I was never, ever allowed to go to house parties. So I pretended to my dad, my mama was away. Daddy was working.
Were you going to the cinema?
No. I pretended I was going to the Harriers. Funny enough, I was actually allowed to go to Harriers and not go to the house parties.
Jesus.
But went to his house party anyway, ended up drinking a bottle of Aftershock. I don't know if you know Aftershock.
That's awful tech.
It's shocking stuff. It's not supposed to be a shot. So drank the bottle of Aftershock.
Full bottle?
The full thing, yeah. Oh, at 17. Drank the full thing and dad was like ringing me and texting me. He was like, where are you? Like, I'm finishing up my shift. Like, I'm going to bring you home. Where are you? And I was like, oh, we're just at Nino's there getting chips. We're just having a chat. We're back from Tullamore, but we're just all chatting. Leave us be. We're fine. And he was like, it was going on like another hour and another hour. He's like, where are you? I'm coming to get you. He goes, I'm coming right now. I was like, this was up in Grenville, up on the Dublin Road. Like, well, I took to sprinting down the Dublin Road.
With a bottle of Aftershock in you.
Yeah, sprinting. No. I was like, I did not sober up whatsoever.
Was it coming up your throat?
I don't know what was coming up my throat. I was running. And then I got to about Supermax and I was not even on the path. I was in the middle of the road and I saw the Garda car. Jesus. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, he picked you up in the Garda car?
I was like, oh, fuck. Fuck it. And then he brought me home anyway and he was like, how much did you have to drink? I was like, I just shared a bottle of Fat Frog with one of the lads.
Fat Frog.
And he was like, you did and you're fucking. He did the whole thing where he made me like touch my nose.
A sobriety test.
Couldn't do any of them and I was falling all around the place. And I spent the night wrapped around the toilet. And to this day, my mother still doesn't know. So, ma'am, I know you're listening. That time you went to Newbridge, I fucked up.
That After Leash Podcast.
Every relationship, parent relationship, has that. I mean, Which one was more strict, your mother or your father?
If I crossed my mother, I got whatever.
Yeah.
And then if it merited that it was going to be reported on to the father when he came home, then I got a whole lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
So the lesser of the two would have been my mother.
Yeah. Ollie?
Yeah, my mother. My father was just sound. He was farmer guy, very laid back chap. Only passed away a couple of years ago. My mother's still alive and flying. He was laid back. My mother, she was mother hen, I suppose.
Yeah. And Louise, obviously, Louise, your mom.
Your dad was the...
I'm a daddy's girl. I got away with murder of daddy. I'm his favorite daughter. His only daughter.
Does he watch your TikToks?
Yeah.
Does he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They watch the podcast as well, don't they?
They listened to the podcast they? Of the New Bridge yesterday and they were pacing us.
Which episode?
The third one, the last one. Oh,
My mom loves the podcast.
They knew I was podcasting and I kind of had slipped it under the radar that I had said it. And then I literally came home there yesterday and they were like, so we listened to your podcast. And I was like,
I entered some guys live on TikTok and just said, hey, how's it going?
You really don't like those lives. You're like, the lives.
Was this your first time to go into one? Because I know you were saying you didn't get lives last week. So.
Yeah, I don't like. No, I have no problem with lives on TikTok, but most of them are shit. That's the that's the problem. Like, most of them are awful. Like, it's just some guy sitting there going, oh, hi, John. Oh, yeah, my wallpaper's shit. Yeah. And it's just like, what is the purpose of this? You know, but proper lives, I've no problem with, you know.
Yeah, I'm
going to say that live that I jumped in with you there like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and I wrote in like that was the first ever live I ever went into.
I've ever been having like 50 conversations in one go, and I'm trying to keep them all going.
And that doesn't that just show the way people are sitting on their phones, like when you go live. Yeah. That they're all. Yeah.
But to be fair, you get notified when if you follow somebody.
Yeah, but you have to set that up though, don't you?
No, when you follow it, it's automatic, but you can turn it off.
I follow Louise and I've never seen her go live. She has you blocked.
I don't want any sneery comments in my life. Get the fuck out of here.
But like, a lot of those things, there's zero substance. It's just people sitting there. I had to pop on and just tell you about.
Yeah, but David made a great point last week. Like, if you follow somebody, like say, a real avid follower of Louise, just her talking about her normal life is massive to them. They want to hear it.
But I don't talk an awful lot about my personal life. They'll ask me a lot of questions, and they'll get to know me, and I'll have the same people.
Sorry, David, who? He's not here today, so we can't talk about him.
He is here. He's over there. He's dressed as the Invisible Man.
Oh, he's the Invisible Man. Dave's off enjoying himself. We all here just burning the midnight aisle. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
David likes to pop in, cause a lot of trouble.
And then fuck off.
And then he'll be back next week, cause more trouble.
Well, again, on behalf of the podcast, I'd like to apologise to all of the poor people who were offended by some of David's statements recently.
To be fair, our complaint is because of David. So fuck you,
100%. David. I got that email last night, like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I didn't fucking say it.
But you laughed at it.
You're
just as guilty.
But we laughed at the fact that he turned around and said, last time I bank up, I shoved the laptop up my ass. I mean, anything that comes out of that man's mouth is...
It's scurrilous.
I suppose it goes back to the thing about where there's always someone to complain about something. Like, there's people who'll go to the cinema and the movie was shit, the popcorn was too salty.
Yeah.
There's people who'll go to the pub, the price of beer is too much and the band was too loud and that arsehole was there and look.
If people will go to a restaurant and they'll go to a good restaurant just to write a bad review. Yeah.
Okay, but say so.
Just to be the few at the bottom, the one stars.
All the flavors in the world, if they choose to be salty.
But the problem is, I know a few people who will write these things or will go to a restaurant, clean their plate.
Mm.
But be whinging. It didn't stop you fucking eating it, I'd say to them. I suppose it wasn't too bad, you know.
I will only write a review if I genuinely had a superb experience. Or it's a friend who I want to support with a nice review. But if I have a shit experience, they won't get a nice review. I just won't do a review.
I'm the same. Like, do you know what I mean?
Don't say it at all.
I just grew up with just like, if something bad happened there or if something was wrong, you just don't go back to it again. Mm. Like, you know, that's why I don't get this. Is it the social media thing that everybody has a voice now? Everybody feels they need to be heard about whatever.
There can be some reviews that you'll read and say, and you'll see a pattern appearing, especially like if you're buying something.
Well, I was just going to say, take Amazon, right? I bought a load of stuff off Amazon, as everybody did during COVID. And I do, because you do look for the one bad review to see what the person
says. Did you need all the stuff?
No, absolutely not.
Sparsh!
Yeah. But I was looking at them, and I looked at the reviews, and the stuff that, the ones that you see that are bad, right? And I was like, right, fuck it, I'm going to buy it anyway. And I get it, and I have no idea what that person was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy.
I think, are you using Amazon Germany?
I haven't a clue.
I started using that, you know, so you...
I think I was using the UK one.
Yeah. Since the whole Brexit and stuff.
Like. Customs and shit.
Yeah.
Customs Germany. And shit.
But I find that if you're looking up some of the reviews, they could change the model of what they're selling or something. But the review could be on older models stuff.
Okay.
Because you can see where I, just from looking at different things lately, where I want a particular type of I was looking up cameras, IP cameras.
Yeah.
And you could see where they're talking about stuff that was on an older model and that they wanted brought in or didn't do this or the shape fit. And then you see the other ones. And so you have to be wary of them.
But I mean, the thing that annoyed me was like the majority of what I was seeing was electronical stuff, right? Mm. And, you know, I think it was sound bars and stuff I was looking at the time. And like, it was like 50 quid for the sound bar.
Mm.
And like, there was these people like complaining. This woman complained like mad, like a proper Karen. And I'm like, it's 50 fucking quid. Now, I'm not saying, look, it's a lot of money to some people. It's a lot of money to try get it. But it's 50 quid for an electronical thing that is supposed to do a job worth like 300 or 400 quid. What the fuck do
you
expect?
There was loads of complaints about the T-Rex suit and... I'm fully behind them, to be honest.
You're going to get an absolute enjoyment during the week of this T-Rex suit.
The sweat that came off me in that thing. And I broke the fan twice and it had
to
repair.
What do you make of that website, Wish?
It's the delivery shock and
stuff. It's bonkers. Yeah. And they've got like so much shit.
But
straight away again, there was me. The first thing I said was a complaint about the delivery is shocking. Mm. And then I didn't think for the fact that you're getting something for 2 fucking quid. That should be like 100.
And then, you know, it was Shein.
Shein, yeah. I've never used it. But,
I got a shirt on it.
Really?
Yeah. I bought off Shein.
And would you believe, nice shirt very for 12 quality. Quid. And the delivery wasn't better.
I actually laughed because I seen one of the girls sent me a Snapchat. Shout out, Rachel. Sent me a Snapchat during the week.
Hi,
and
Rachel.
I said it was about.
Hi, Rachel.
There was about 50. There was about 50 Shein bags on
the hello, Rachel.
And I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's big with teenagers. My daughter uses
Well, I'm not texting teenagers, Ollie. Yeah. I just want to make that clear.
My 14-year-old daughter's big into it.
Rachel, what you at? Get back to me. Get back to me.
But, you'll just have people who have to fucking whinge.
Yeah.
And they feel important by whinging.
Yeah.
What? No, sorry, no, I don't eat that. Well, you fucking had it for your dinner.
So you have whingy people. What about stingy people?
Oh.
Ollie, you're taking this one.
Kiavin.
Kiavin.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question.
Of course.
When you make a cup of tea, okay, let's say you're at home and your dad says, hey, will you make us a cup of tea? And you go, yeah, let's both have a cup of tea, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go into the kitchen. Will you use 2 tea bags or 1 and kind of like... You know, squeeze out one and...
Oh, 2 tea bags.
Yeah,
Jesus
I'd
Christ.
Fucking
why?
Shoot you if you tried to use the same tea
why?
Bag.
Why? Why?
What do you mean, why?
I use the one and squeeze...
Go away.
Oh, no.
No, should you make it, you'll make a perfectly good cup.
It says it on the box, 1 tea bag per portion. Read the box, please.
Recommend the Damon, daily allowance, 1 tea bag
sucker.
Per person.
You're a sucker. No, you'll make a... Try
you
it.
You tea bag try son it. Of a bitch.
I see. I swear to God, if Louise made me a cup of tea and to use the same tea bag, I'd get up and walk out of the house.
That type of tea bagging.
Hey, okay. I didn't define what tea bag and I was talking.
If you roll in behind
let's
you,
say
come on.
Here a couple of teaspoons.
Christy, roll in behind me.
And wait, no, this is scientific mode. Yep, 1 cup.
Oh, we have a box of Barry's tea.
No, that says
one.
One tea bag per cup.
Sorry, can science come in here for a minute, please?
I can double that up to 1,200.
Sorry, Reverend, do you want to talk about science?
If you...
So say thanks to our sponsor, Barry's Tea. Thank you very much.
If you've got a couple of teaspoonfuls of loose tea leaves and put them into a pot, and you make a pot of tea, and you strain it all out, if you put those tea leaves back in and try and make another pot with the same amount of water, you're going to get a lot less. It won't have the same strength.
Okay, well, Ollie, just on the... just on
a lot of the...
Oh, take back your finger okay.
I'll take you up on this. I'll take it. So you got your teapot, and you throw in the tea leaves, and you make a full pot of tea, right? How many cups are going to be in that pot of tea?
Depends on the size of the teapot, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's say, well, your average teapot, you get three, four cups.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I would, yeah, well, you would, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, in a tea bag, you know, like, so, like, that's, you probably have the same amount of tea as you get in a tea bag.
Tune in next week to hear what we do with coffee.
No, no, hear me out, hear me out. Right. So, that same quantity of tea leaves that may be in a tea bag, you're using, you guys are using, because you're suckers,
I'm going to say not cheap.
I mean.
No, you are. See, that box over there says 600. Yeah. I could get 1,200 out of that.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah, but it's, you have 600
sure, look, at the end of the day, it's a guideline. It's like a bag of rice that says, serve two, I will eat the whole goddamn thing.
That's only, but because, can I ask that's you, only because Uncle Ben says that.
Yeah.
Can I ask
Uncle
you?
Uncle Ben can fuck right off.
When somebody in your house is having a cup of tea with this recycled tea bag, when they ask for sugar, do you give it to them with a fork?
No, he takes the
sugar. How many times you're using the same tea bag as well? Like,
no, do you ever see,
do you even like two bits of sugar left at the bottom? Save that for my cup later.
Granules of sugar left in the bottom of the cup after the finish.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you scrape them out? Put them back in.
We've got an experiment here, apparently.
No,
no. No, this is taking too far.
No, you see.
This is taking it too far.
It's the most I've seen Ollie upset.
He's like, I don't like this. I don't like there being
infusion rate and the time it's been left in and the temperature's been left in it as well.
Okay, so just for everybody to understand what's going on here, Eamon has brought in cups of hot water and tea bags, and
you are to guess which one has the tea bag in it.
Hang on, I said I didn't say one tea bag would do three cups.
But you said it would do two, and maybe put it to the side and save for a cup later. So that's three.
It depends how much you were going to squeeze the bag.
I'll be a bit bag squeezing now in a second.
I didn't know Eamon was big into tea bagging.
Tea bagging, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that crazy. Now, to be fair, though, I do find, like, with a lot of stuff now, I will be turn around and be like, nah, fuck it, it was only a fiver, or no, fuck it, it was only this, that, and the other. And I know.
Oh, we're gone past all that. We're talking about stingy cunts.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
So I'm saying, what about fuckers who you're in around in the pub? Are up only getting water and their own round and stuff, or a bit slow to put their hand in their pocket. But a great phrase I heard years ago is a lad from Cork talking to a fella from Dublin. He says, Cyril, or Mir Cyril, is your fucking hand stuck in your pocket or what? Oh, sorry, yeah. And what does Cyril turn around to do? Give us six toasted cheese sandwiches.
After Leash Podcast. Oh, great. But now it's coffee. And it's a fluffy latte with Alaskan goat's milk. And it's like, you know, and a dusting of aromatic, organic chocolate from Italy.
Yeah, but to be fair, you charged the goat for the milk. The fuck?
Right, I was actually chatting about this to a couple of girls I was talking to this morning about coffee and that.
Mm.
That in a lot, for years and years, people in Ireland thought that coffee is this fucking black bitter liquid that you get.
Mm.
Because various companies, I won't say Bewley's.
It's liquid dreams. They
buy the cheapest of beans.
Oh, yeah.
And roast the shine out of them. So that they're just fucking black. And all you're getting is that bitter taste. And I remember an ex-policeman from New York talking to me in a cafe in Italy. And he says, coffee, my pops always told me, should be hot as fuck and bitter like your ex. And that was his way of describing
it. That's pretty bitter.
Yeah. Who have you been talking to? But like, shots fired. So you know what is now, in some places they'll offer you the mild roast on a shite.
What's a mild roast?
Right, Louise, because you love your coffee.
I love coffee.
Do you?
Same here.
Like, do you? Same yeah. Here. Like, say the difference then between a mild roast, a heavy roast, all that. Do you fucking know the difference?
No.
Not all.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie. Like, I'd say I love coffee, but I just drink a latte.
I actually won't. There's a lot of places that won't tell you the roast, and you'll get it. I'll be able to drink coffee and be like, oh, that's fairly weak, or it's fairly strong.
Is that what the roast means?
Do you like, you know, in convenience store coffee, filling station coffee, do you like Frank and Honest?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, that's quite a nice one. Yeah, I like that.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
every morning before work, like, I stop in the plaza, get a latte, and that's it, right? And I don't take sugar or anymore.
That's the
like.
Circle K coffee.
It's Bewley's.
Or is it Bewley's?
Yeah, it's Bewley's.
That's a nice coffee.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sitting there going, but it's like, to me, it's just a latte.
I don't like Costa. don't like it at all.
But that's the that's what I was just about to say.
Never go into a Costa.
I really like Lavazza.
Four or five
Lavazza's nice.
Italian, baby. Well, like
Lavazza crema e gusto. Mm.
I love a Starbucks. Just never love. Love a Starbucks.
But when you drink espresso.
Yes.
Sometimes.
No.
Because espresso is the real taste of coffee. Or yeah, it's going to my veins. Delicious. Yeah. And I find when you're, if a new cafe opens in town, I go in once or twice and try their espresso. Yeah. And if I don't like it.
My uncle was at the Monaco Grand Prix a couple of years ago, like, and a shot of espresso was 28 euro.
Good value.
Really, yeah.
You're basically making money.
In Italy, a shot of espresso. Best giving it away. 70 or 80
Jesus
cents.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, actually, right, with all this coffee talk, Vision 85, where we hold this thing, is looking for a barista. Is looking for the barista for his coffee shop. Now you need to fill some sort of void here in Vision 85. Nah.
Also, I'll be spending an awful lot more time here. Oh, yeah. If there is a barista, so you got that.
You will have to deal with Louise like a heroin addict just coming at you for coffee,
bouncing off the walls, through the walls. The wall. So yeah,
if you are a talented barista and you want to get involved, please contact Vision 85. Talk to Eamon.
www.vision85.ie.
Fill my voice.
I've seen that website as well.
And if you'd like to PayPal me a few quid.
I wouldn't mind. It's actually written on the bottom of this. Plug it.
Yeah. Wait, do I
Off the Leash Podcast.
It's like I met a guy when all the vaccines.
Oh, he met a guy.
No, I met a chap.
I met a chap.
I met a gentleman who said to me,
"What time is it?"
We were discussing vaccines and all, and he said to me, "Look, Ollie's like this." He says, "I put so much shit in my body over the years." He said, "I don't care about a vaccine. It can't be as bad as some of this shit."
I had it out with one of my mates. Like, not that we turned into an argument or anything, but he was like, "Man, you don't know what's in it. You don't know what's in it." I was like, "I watched you fucking snore Ket last week." Like, I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Two of the most vehement anti-vaxxers that I would have come across that I know personally, and seeing the stuff that they were putting on Facebook and stuff, and all of the shit that was in it. And I was like, what the fuck? I can remember you off your fucking face. In fact, I remember you, and you ended up going for help in that special hospital, you know, because of the stuff you were doing, and now you're here preaching to everybody about what's in it. You didn't give a shite when you were snoring, whatever fucking stuff up your nose sense, the weekends.
Doesn't make sense.
It was a different time.
Off the Leash Podcast.
Do you find that when you're arguing with Italians, because I'm pretty sure that you probably do quite regularly.
I know where this is going.
Do you find, because I just noticed with my brother, he went to Italy for 2 weeks and he came back and he kept doing this thing where if you were saying something he didn't like, he went, and walked away. She had a hand up there and went,
and there's this one.
Manager.
Sean came back full Dalmio, man.
Yeah, he literally was like.
After how many weeks?
Two.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
He's one of these boys.
He's a chameleon.
He would go to Scotland, on the ferry for a day, and come home wearing a kilt.
But you know, talking about people differing, like, or whatever. Out of all of you here, would any of you say you're people pleasers?
I was. Not anymore.
In my job, I have to please people.
Yeah,
personally, they can go fuck right off. Because
using all the good ones.
Yeah, no, people pleasing is, if you want a quiet life, I guess you people please, but I don't want a quiet life because I'll actually stand up and go, no, fuck off.
I think you end up with less of a quiet life, people pleasing.
I think there's a certain amount of, like, time after time. Like, I definitely would have people pleased, like, my whole life. And I think there's only so many times you get walked over before you wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, you know what? Get fuckons.
I'm stupid, so I really need to learn to say no to things. And so if it's something charity orientated, or, you know, if someone rings up and wants help with something.
Christy, can you give me the end of 20 there? Will you?
No, wallet with me, sorry. I'll
Christy, would you like to go on our podcast?
That's the thing, though. When people know. When
I got a phone call and all of a sudden I was here the next day, you know. But like, what I know from, you know, looking now with the benefit of hindsight, when I was probably feeling anxious, and, you know, wasn't comfortable with it, all of a sudden this shield came down and I would portray a different character.
Yeah.
So when I'm comfortable talking, I'm, you know, I can sit and talk, whatever else. But when, if I'm out in public or something, or, you know, people around and I'm feeling a bit stressed, then that's when the actor Christie comes out. And it's all this, and I can be throwing lines out for exactly when they're heard, and you know, and it's, you know, it pisses some people off, especially for my long suffering and soon to be ex wife.
But the thing is like, if people know you have a kind heart, they're going to know you're going to say yes. I do find it when people, like, a lot of people will come to me about, like, stuff that's going on with them, and because I have, like, a ridiculous amount of empathy, I feel it all, and I take it all on board. And there's so many times I've sat back and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I really need a me in my own life. Because they'll never turn around and give it back to you.
Like. Well, I found it, the thing I found with a lot of people I've met in my life, and said it could have been there for 3, 4 years, 5 years, whatever, I would have done everything bent over backwards to help them, all of that, right? And like, I would have called, like, best mates or whatever. And then the one day that my head just couldn't be there to be that person.
You were the worst in the world.
You were a cunt.
Yeah, you know, on TikTok, the guy who does daily reminder.
Yes.
You know that guy? He's got, I don't know,
you share a thing or something.
Yeah, he's really good. He comes up on my TikTok all the time. I follow him. He's quite good. But he put up a thing, I think it's today, he put up a TikTok saying, daily reminder. It goes along the line of, distance yourself from people. And you'll see who notices and who doesn't.
Mm.
And I think that's what you need to do, particularly in this modern life. If you actually cut yourself off, just see who reaches out to you and go, yeah, all right, you know, you haven't heard from me in a bit. The ones who don't give a fuck, they're the ones to probably distance. Yeah, After Leash Podcast. You know, God love the Irish. We love a bit of begrudgery. People love a bit of begrudgery.
They hate to see their own doing well. Yeah.
Particularly on their own patch.
Mm. Yeah.
Particularly on their own patch. But like,
to be fair, I've never seen that happen to anybody as much as probably Eamon. Like, people really started chitting on him when he started to do well, which was weird. Like,
it's bitterness and jealousy that they haven't got the bottle to try and do something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, like if you have, like, the saying I always throw there, Christie, is, but you know, when I hear that, is, you harrow the fields I ploughed.
Yep.
You know, you go out there, you take the risk that others take. You know, anyone can be a hurler on the ditch. Anyone. Oh, and he's only this and she's only that and all. Like, you know, it's the TikTok thing is prime example of people who watch TikTok and they'll send nasty messages to people going, oh, your TikToks are shit. You're fucking watching them.
Yeah. I get that. Even just in terms of comments yesterday, like, I got the amount of bad comments I got when I went live yesterday. Like, one of them was like, be slimmer. I was like, camera adds 10 pounds. Get fucking.
Many cameras on me at the moment.
but then
be slim. So that's their little, that's what.
That's tearing me down.
Guy or girl? Did you notice?
That's the best they can do. That's the best they can do, though.
But then there's another. I think there's probably has to be the same person, because it's the same comment coming in constantly, and it's like, top lip has left the chat. Can I pay for your top lip? And I'm like, I have survived this long without a top lip. Well, I don't think I have a small top lip, but I'm like, I haven't had any complaints.
Yeah. Well, the news last week about me was, I moved the business from the main street to where I am because the guards are watching me because I'm doing drugs.
Well, I told you to stay off that paracetamol.
I warned you.
Headaches all the way. It's easy to move. But yeah, that's what I'm up against. Is he's doing like?
Would you have any Xanax?
Xanax,
please.
But look, that's a thing. That's endemic in Irish society. Anyway, yeah. Listening today or yesterday on the Claire Byrne was talking to some, I don't know, junior minister or fucking somebody, that the FAI hadn't designated some match on or something, and they saw there was going to be hassle for tickets and blah, blah, blah. And Claire Byrne kept going back to him, but you had the power under the law to designate it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, we were waiting, and we were given the benefit of the doubt, and the FAI didn't do it. Yeah, but you could have done it under the law, and you have the authority to do it on behalf of the government. Oh, you see what we did? We did. No. They wouldn't admit that, yes, we didn't do it, and we're blaming them. It, like, the people who are responsible for stuff don't want to fucking do a thing.
But not even the people.
If you want to try and open a business, if you want to try and open a business,
but even just a normal everyday person, I see this victim mentality in so many fucking people now.
Poor me complex.
Yeah, the poor me, and I'm not talking about like victims in any other sort of circumstance. Just that everybody else is wrong.
That ties in with the sense of entitlement.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I'm entitled to a good life. Yeah. You fucking aren't. Yeah. You know, you actually need to formulate a plan and get off your arse.
I mean, everyone is entitled to a good life if they fucking work for it.
Yeah, you have to make it. Yeah.
But like, you can actually have a good life.
It doesn't happen overnight.
You can have a good life if you don't want to work for it. It's about a mindset. Yeah. Mm. If you're a generous person in thoughts and actions and means, you could be a person who doesn't do an awful lot in life, doesn't even work, but you're nice to people, you're nice to your neighbours, you're nice in spirit. You can have a good life and probably live an awful long life, but there's people who genuinely choose to be arses.
Yeah,
but sure, if you sit around and you're just toxic and just shitting on other people, you're not going to go anywhere and no one's going to want to support you in what you do either.
But not even shitting on people or anything like that. Just I'm talking mainly about, I've seen so many just normal people that aren't out abusing people or anything like that, but just don't progress in life. Don't do anything. No, and then look at you and they're just like, why are you doing so well? Or why are you doing this, that, and the other?
What's different about you? Yeah. Like, why can't I do it?
Yeah, you and it's just like, you can do it. You just don't fucking do it because you blame everything that goes wrong in your life on somebody else or something else.
I remember 20-odd years ago, I bought my first car, a little red Peugeot 205.
Sorry to hear that.
And I'm sitting there. They were all to go at the time.
I know.
Condolences.
So we're out then that weekend. Peugeot. And having a few pints inside the back of the Sally's, and one lad's going, Bannon, yeah, see you go around here, little red car. And he says, hold on, where's your car?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What do you drive?
And of course he turned up, do you want to fucking do it? So, and he was all mouth. I says, tell you what we'll do here now. So we'll sort it all now. Come on outside now, we'll sort this. Oof, fucking. No, he just wanted to be the fella to be putting people down all
But it's
the time.
Funny, it's actually gone the opposite way now, right? And I don't care, I'm going to sound like a dick saying this, but I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I bought my first ever car like 6 months ago, and it was brand new. It was a 211, and I literally and I got my license like 2 months after I bought the car, right? And I swear to God, every person I started to meet after that was, oh, here's Mr. fucking 211 now coming through the door, and this, that, and the other. And I was sitting there going, so you're now, whatever about kids shit on when you were buying
I heard you're selling the drugs for Eamon.
Matt, just so you know, I have a 212.
Yeah. Fuck's sake, I only have a 152. I need to start that shit out.
I'm sensible enough not to have a 212. Yeah. I'd go home in an 01 van.
But you now get shit on for having
132 and it's fucking fabulous.
Yes. But it's mad because you have nice things and straight away people will be like, oh, he must be doing drugs, he must be doing something like that. Yeah. That's After Leash
Podcast. But yeah, no, 100%. It is weird that, like, and even when I started to do a little bit better, like, or whatever, in the last, like, say, year, I'd walk into place and somebody would be like, I'm sure you can pay for the table. And, like, being dead serious about it, like, looking at me and going, sure you pay for the table. You're doing great. I'm just like, well.
Yeah, no, the answer is fuck off.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's more of an Irish thing on the island of Ireland as opposed to the Irish who went abroad, worked hard.
Oh,
they had no fucking choice. Yeah. No fucking choice in the matter. Because you landed pretty much with a bag and you had
an address.
Yeah.
And a name on a piece of card.
Yeah.
And that's where you went.
There's Auntie Mary you've never met and isn't actually your auntie.
Yeah, I think my uncle Matt went to New York when he was like 15
or 16. I didn't know such thing.
And it was pretty much a bag, and there's an address, you're staying with the Conways who sponsored you, and you know that's the way it was.
And your work.
To be honest, though, there's something really nice about that.
There's a flip side to that. There's the guys who went, and especially lads who went to England.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too far, so that they could come home if they wanted.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But they didn't make it, and they're now that forgotten homeless generation of men over in England, you know, down under luck, on the bottle, and have nothing left.
Yeah.
And an awful lot of people like that.
Well,
that was the shame of not making it. And
well, I was just going to say, not even like, obviously I didn't turn into an alcoholic or anything like that, but like when I went to Liverpool, when I decided to move to Liverpool and I was like, oh yeah, like, and I loved it over there and all, and I literally just came back.
And I'm coming now.
All right, kids,
but I come back.
All right, Dad, get the job.
Calm down. Now I can see what you mean. Walk in, it's like, oh, here's Mister.
Hello. Are you starting on me?
Oh, Liverpool friends, Liverpool friends.
I mean, when you're standing there looking at Steven Gerrard on the training ground, right?
But what Spanish? What is that Spanish?
That was actually a very good accent.
That was very good.
Yeah, no.
You can't even do accents good. Yeah. But I remember when I was being over there, and I was coming back to visit my dad for his birthday, which happens to be a couple of days before Christmas.
Goodbye, Nolly.
And like my stuff's still over there, and I like got stuck here on lockdown, and then started up a new thing, and was like, right, I'm going to stay for a while, and I will probably go back at some stage. But I remember being terrified to stay. And every time I met people, I think I'm still doing it. Some people just been like, yeah, going back. Yeah, I'm going back because I was terrified to make it look like I done bad or that I failed, which I didn't, because I'm still doing exactly what I was doing over there.
But no, it's not that you failed. Mm. It's that you just didn't pursue it over there because of situation.
Yeah.
The situation was you couldn't go back. COVID was here. But you turned it
around.
But
I knew that.
You're here.
But I still felt like, oh shit, I can't let anybody know
that. And that's worrying about what other people do.
What we have to do.
So we picked up the name Boomerang Kerry.
Sorry, what's that voice?
Who said that?
It's the ghost on the Halloween special. After Leash
Podcast. But like that, like in social settings, like I said before, I suffer very badly with my anxiety, and I would have. Like wouldn't have been able to go into like crowds of people or even like new people. I'd be like sweating and like even.
Do you wake up feeling anxious?
No, but it comes on me sometimes during the day where I just have to go lie down. My chest gets really tight. Really? And I had it today even. I had to go lie down at lunchtime and I'd be like.
With a cup of
coffee.
That's
the caffeine kicking into your heart.
I actually had no coffee today. I said that when I came in here. I had none.
Fair, yeah. So maybe you should have a coffee.
No. If I generally would stay away from caffeine because it'll just make me like a little bit more edgy like.
And do you know what triggers it?
No, I've suffered since I've been about 19. I've suffered it like, and it's, but like that, I've got myself into this kind of scenarios now where if I'm going somewhere where I know there's going to be new people, I'm just like sink or swim, throw myself in.
Can I ask you just a scenario? Because if you were at a shop counter, right, and you picked up something that had said, say, 10 quid, right, and you got up to the counter and you had read the sign wrong, not that it was priced wrong, you read the wrong sign, right, and your one says that's 25 quid.
Yeah.
Would you pay it just to not have the...
Before, yes. Yeah. Not now, though.
Yeah.
Good. It's just I've completely worked around that now, like...
Do you get anxiety because Dave is not here tonight for the Cuddy and Cody corner?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be back, though. It'll be back.
Actually, we can do the Christy and Cody.
Yeah, I haven't got enough letters for that, Christy.
Christy Cody's corner here tonight. After Leash
Podcast. You're, I don't give a fuck about COVID.
Yeah.
I do, like, don't get me wrong, I do in terms of, like, people dying. Of course, but in terms of following it day by day, no.
Mm. I think we've come to a stage now because...
It's part of everyday life.
I hear
other
people saying, like, oh, the nightclubs are open. It's a super spreader event now. And what about... Well, hold on. You're not going to be fucking young forever. Yeah. And these people, youngsters, have been fucking locked up, not able to socialise.
How many people missed their 18th or 21st?
Not able to, but not even that. They haven't been able to get out and develop their own personalities by meeting other people, you know, and been left... You could have people who were, you know... don't do well on their own. They'd like to be with a group of others. And they've been sort of isolated from a life for a long time. Now, they're going to get by. If they catch COVID, they more than likely will get over it very quickly. Yeah. And we're at, is it an 80% vaccination rate or something now in the country?
Plus.
Yeah, very good. Mm. Better than a lot of other countries. So we can't just still say, oh, well, you can't, you know. There has to be an out. There has to be a route that we're going to follow to get there. We can't just say, oh, no, COVID, you can't. Well, who? Oh, my granny could get sick. Yeah, but your granny's not at the fucking disco.
Thing is, there is no route.
Yeah, you just don't go and lick your granny's face after a night in coppers. Like, it's fucking...
That's it. Like, if
lick everyone else's face while you're there.
God be good to the days.
But what's this ticketing system thing? Like, what the fuck's that about this weekend?
I don't know, and I tell you the truth.
And that's the exact reason why I don't fucking go out.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people my age who just go, you know, I couldn't be fucking arsed. But it's, and just, that's why Netflix does so fucking because people like us are sitting at home watching Netflix.
But it just looks like another way again, and I know it's not, but it looks like picking on the fucking pubs again throughout COVID.
But
well, here's another obstacle just because you're after getting through the last 50.
But isn't it, you're in the late bar and they're making people leave to come back in to go into the nightclub, which is insane.
Yeah.
But you can dance... And do another few things without a mask.
But you can't go to the bar.
You can't walk. You can go to the bathroom without a mask.
Go to the bar.
Yeah. And there'd be queues in the Jacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then afterwards, there'd be queues in the Chippers. Yeah.
And if you're anyway lucky, you'll be mauling each other and swapping, as my grandfather once said to me watching James Bond, bloody filth, and swapping spits on the television.
Yeah,
and you might get to swap a few spits with a young
one. You ain't going to stop young people.
No, that's it.
Snogging.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went out on Sunday night there, bank holiday, and we were in Square Bar, and it was.
I didn't see you.
I was there.
Stalker.
But like that, Square Bar was fine. There was good crowd in there, but all my teammates happened to be in Coppers now. I would put myself at the age bracket that I shouldn't be going to Coppers. It's like a crash.
I'm younger than you and I still feel that way.
But I walked in there and I literally spent all of about 10 minutes in there.
You went into Coppers, did you?
Oh, I went in there, walked around, and I walked right the fuck back out. Came out, rang my brother Sean. I was like, "Come collect me, please." And he was like, "It's 11:30." I was like, "I don't give a fuck." I was like, "I'm not staying here."
If you feel old going in there, I would feel like a pedophile.
Well, I do feel like pedophile.
I don't go there. I went in
Saturday night, and look, I'm not shitting on Coppers. Dave Power is really get on well with him. I like him and all that, right?
But it's just the scene.
Yeah, I went in Saturday night, like, and for the last, I'd say, fucking 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, we've been going out again. Like, myself and the lads, Coppers every time, and that was it. And I went in on Saturday, and I met the lads, and I was like, "Lads, I'm not doing this." I said, "I'm going over to Square Bar. I don't care that none of you are coming with me. I'm going on my own."
I'm a Lily's girl now. I would go to Lily's, but I had no one that would go with me.
I'm pegs. I drink a pegs.
I notice a lot of people, particularly your age group, are weekend comes, they're gone to Galway.
Yes, Sligo, yeah, 100%.
Or they're fucked off down to Killarney, and it's all pre-thought. They just want to get the fuck away, and they want to go clubbing somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I've been stuck fucking at home or in this bubble or wherever the fuck, and I just want now.
You
I want
to
get.
You also don't have to bump into the devils. You've
shifted. Yeah. Well, I do Sundays with my dad, and I've went out like with my dad since I was 15 to see bands, and I wasn't allowed to drink, but he'd bring me to bars to see bands because I looked like this at 15, and now I just religiously do one night a weekend and always have with my dad. But like Saturday, I'm not big into nightclubs. Like obviously it's great to get the late drink and stuff. I swear to God, when it was closing at 11 o'clock, I fucking loved it. I was like, this is great. Because everybody was going out at 5 or 6 or whatever. And you were home by 11, no hangover the next morning. Fucking. And
You weren't doing it right, so.
Yeah. No, there was a couple of 7 o'clock in the mornings coming home from one of the boys' houses. Like, but I don't know. I just
like, you hasn't the whole landscape of, you know, growing up, going out, doing things has been turned on its head completely.
But Christy, everything's been turned on its head. No, like nothing's right way up at the moment at all. Like everything is different. Like try and name me something that's not.
Sliced bread.
The best thing since. But it's got more expensive the same way diesel has.
Everything. And fuel has. Don't talk about
stingy cunts have not changed. They're still stingy.
Peat briquettes. You can't make them here. They're bringing them in
one
from fucking
bag for free
Latvia. Like, you know, everything has changed.
Not a video on YouTube. Like,
everything on its head.
Yeah, and that's
an
it.
Actual
like, but
tea
bag. Are we?
And an actual
the fucking tea bags are gone over there. So, you're saying everything's been turned on its head. So how, or are we ever going to get back to what we call normal? Or is it just going to be a new normal now that you've just got to go
up? This is it, Christy. This is your lot. This is your lot. You can now make 3 cups of tea with 1 tea bag.
Off the Leash Podcast.
Come and fight me. Do you want to catch his hands? Bitch, I'll get you in the street.
You're very welcome now to Off the Leash Podcast, where we've gone back in time a couple of million years, and we have a dinosaur in the studio here with us now today. Hello, Mrs. Dinosaur.
Kiss me if I'm wrong, but dinosaurs still exist.
I fucking hate
you. Fucking the vaccines again now.
I love how the tiny hands are just going to the side.
Oh!
What's happening here?
I have no idea.
California love.
Do.
Tupac.
California.
California love.
I'm Tupac T-Rex.
You look like the Thalidomide T-Rex. Your arms are much smaller than normal.
So if Louise, you'd like to complain about any of tonight's content, please do feel free to contact our producer. His name is Matt Curry. Send him multiple emails. Send him dog shit in the post. We don't care what you send him.
I am 25, so it's okay. And I drive a 211.
You know your career's hit a new low when you're sharing a podcast studio
with a dinosaur and a nearly defrocked priest.
Hey, Louise, where can people watch your show or listen to it?
My TRX show or my normal show?
At onlyfans.com/TRX.
Small hands.
Oh.
People who dress up in stupid costumes can fuck right off.
Again, I'm ready. Can fuck right off.
This is twice now Louise has gotten it.
David Cuddy, who doesn't show up half the fucking time, can fuck right off.
The used car salesmen who won't come to the party dressed up as somebody, well, they can all go away. Because I couldn't be saying any of them naughty words like, you can go the fuck now off.
I'm just going to go with the itchiness of them. This mask on my face right now can fuck right off.
The sweat in this room can fuck right off.
Sweaty.
So sweaty.
So listen, guys, you've been listening to, once again, Off the Leash. I hope you enjoy this episode. And, you know, yeah, don't come in with the complaints again.
Subscribe,
all that stuff will be up there. Our TikToks, all our channels will be up there.
Subscribe now, and remember that October is the month of the rosary, so you might say a decade for the poor dinosaur over there every night, and keep us all in your prayers. We see you next week.
I was born in the darkness.
Molded by it.
TikTok too, Batman. Right, listen, have a good week, guys, and we will see you next week.
Cheerio.
God bless you, my child.